Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Each legislative session, the government affairs team at the Montana Family Foundation maintains a full-time presence at the Montana Capitol. Job one is to kill the bad bills and pass the good ones, but there are times when the legislature wants to speak to an issue without creating a new law. This is done through resolutions. Resolutions are simply the legislature voicing its opinion on a subject that can be as innocuous as recognizing a citizen for their service to the state, clear up to issues of national security, like recognizing the right of Taiwan to exist as a nation separate from mainland China. Resolutions also take two forms. They can be a House or Senate resolution, separate and independent of the other chamber, or they can be joint resolutions where the two bodies speak with one voice. Tomorrow, I'll testify on House Joint Resolution Number 9, a resolution supporting Israel's right to exist, as well as condemning all forms of anti-Semitism and condemning terrorist attacks on the people of Israel. As a Christian who leads tour groups to Israel and someone who regularly lobbies for U.S. military support of Israel in the U.S. Congress, I find it shocking that the question of Israel's right to exist is even questioned in 2025. After the Jewish Holocaust in World War II and the founding of the Jewish state in 1948, one would think the issue was settled. In truth, it's anything but settled in the minds of many of Israel's neighbors who not only condone but actively work toward the annihilation of the Jewish state. And it's not limited to Jews in the nation of Israel. If we've learned anything from the events after the attack on Israel by Hamas on October 7, 2023, it's that anti-Semitism is alive and well across the globe. In my opinion, Israel is the brightest spot in the Middle East. It's the only true democracy. It's a technological powerhouse. It's now a major supplier of clean-burning natural gas. And it's a nation where three major religions are allowed to coexist and worship freely. Jews, Christians, and Muslims all serve in the highest ranks of the Israeli Defense Forces and in the Israeli Parliament. No other country in the Middle East allows that level of religious freedom. I have many Arab friends who live in complete peace and prosperity with their Jewish neighbors and whose families have done so for generations. I also have Muslim friends who attend the bar mitzvahs of the children of their Jewish neighbors. Then there are the others, those who serve as proxies for Iran and teach their children from day one that all Jews must be killed. These are the members of Hamas, Hezbollah, the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, and others. These are the ones whose actions are condemned by House Joint Resolution 9. Prior to the attack on October 7th, I stood with IDF forces on the border of Gaza, Lebanon, and Syria, looking just across the fence at Hamas, Hezbollah, and even Iranian Revolutionary Guard positions. I drank tea with friends in Kibbutz Kfar Aza, a kibbutz that just a few months later was overrun by Hamas terrorists who killed, raped, tortured, and butchered men, women, children, and even babies indiscriminately, and even filmed themselves in the process. These are the same people who rain tens of thousands of unguided rockets down on Israeli cities, indiscriminately killing kids on soccer fields and old people in nursing homes. This is the reality of everyday life in Israel. It's time for each and every one of us to speak out against people who hold these attitudes. Anti-Semitism has no place in the 21st century. I, for one, applaud Representative Randon Gregg for sponsoring this resolution, and I'll do everything in my power to see that it passes. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.